Christmas Day can be on any day of the week, but why is Easter always on a Sunday? We know that the Gospels tell us that the events of Holy Week took place at the time of the Jewish festival of Passover, and we have heard much about that in our liturgy this morning. We know that the themes of that festival of Passover are interpreted for us as illustrations of what was actually going on in the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, the sacrificial lambs, the rescue of the Israelites at the Red Sea, and so on. But even so, Passover can be on any day of the week, so we have to look further. In the story of creation in the book of Genesis, Sunday is the first day of the week, and Friday is the sixth day. On the sixth day, God completed his work of creation. And this is echoed in Jesus' words from the cross on Good Friday. It is finished. His work is done. Then follows the seventh day. The Hebrew word for seven is sheba, which is from the same grammatical root as Shabbat, which means to stop or to rest. It also means to return or to restore. And all this is going on Holy Saturday, when Jesus is resting in the tomb. And Saturday is, of course, followed by Sunday. We are back at the first day. Or to look at it another way, it is the eighth day. Rather like the notes of a musical scale, you begin at the very beginning with do, and then after seven notes, in the words of the song, it brings us back to do. We are back at the start of creation. Not a second attempt or a plan B, but a reworking, a restoring of creation. And many baptismal fonts are actually eight-sided as a way of illustrating that in baptism we are a new creation, and we will be remembering our own baptism shortly. So baptism then as a new creation, we go down into the deep waters of death, remembering how Jesus went down into the tomb on Good Friday. And then we rise up as a new creation from the waters. It is God's offer of a new beginning. In spite of terrible and wicked deeds, he will put aside all that held us back, all that kept us from achieving that perfection that is God's intention. He takes the things of the old creation and all that is good, and in addition, all the shortcomings and failures, and he reworks them, just as the cross is no longer a means of shameful and painful death, just as our road of tears down here has been now transformed into a road of life, a road full of flowers, just as when the risen Jesus appears to Mary in the garden, he still bears the marks of the nails in his hands and his feet. The eighth day then, this new Sunday of Easter, marks a new start. The 7 days represent a process of creation, the fulfillment of beginning something and bringing it to completion, to be followed by a time of rest, recuperation, standing back and reflecting on what has gone before, and then a new beginning, taking forward all that was good, but leaving behind all that ended in failure. What we are seeing here is that God's time is cyclical, a series of beginnings, endings, and new beginnings, or creation, death, and resurrection. And Sunday is the day of resurrection, of creation and new creation. It is no wonder that in the Orthodox churches, Sunday is often called a little Easter, the day we meet the risen Lord in the garden, as Mary did, the day when we may gather like the disciples in the upper room, frightened and carrying the burden of our betrayal, our cowardice when we denied him or ran away. But he comes among us and breathes on us as he breathed on them, giving them new life as the Father breathed life into Adam at the first creation. Easter then cannot be on any day except Sunday, the first day and the eighth day of beginning and new beginning, creation and resurrection. Amen.